Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Leanne and Gar Lenander inviting you to join us now as we go over some important things. We're starting a new year, and there's a few things we want to review with you. So stay tuned now. Garwin, let's just start with you because you're going to give some statistics.
Well, I'm always reading. Leanne and I get all these magazines and these
tons of information.
And there's a couple of things that jumped up in the last couple of weeks that I just have to share. One of the statistics that just blew me away was 1 in 4 people who are turning 65 will live to age 90 now. The other one was 1 in 10 people who are turning 65 will live past 95.
So we are living longer, and as we live longer, it can become a problem.
Can become a tremendously dramatic, scary financial problem. Number one, am I going to have enough money to live on? And God forbid I have a severe health crisis and spend all the money that I and my spouse have saved, what am I going to live on? That's why careful planning is so very, very important, and that's why long-term care, at least you ought to look at it. You may not buy it, but at least you ought to look at it.
You have to understand that when you plan your portfolio and when you plan your investments, you also have to give yourself a base. That base happens to be your insurance because that protects you in case of any kind of a health problem. If you don't have health insurance, you've got a problem. If you don't have life insurance, you may have a problem. If you don't have long-term care insurance, you could definitely have a problem. But the point is, you have to use that as your base along with your emergency fund. So when we talk about insurance, it's part of your whole picture. And a lot of people say, I don't want to hear about
insurance. I don't want to talk about that.
But if you don't have those things covered, then what happens is you hit your other assets and all the money you've made in the stock market and all the money you've made.
401ks, IRAs.
It can wipe you out. So that's why you have your base, you start there, and then you move on.
The other thing I want to just briefly talk about, and we talked about a few weeks ago to a gentleman the other day, and he said he wanted to buy some life insurance, and that was fine. So we talked a little bit. And I asked him some health questions. He had some high blood pressure and some other minor problems. And so he wanted to buy $200,000. And I got him a number. And he said, oh, man, he said, I got over the Internet, I got a much better rate than that.
Now, the Internet's a wonderful place to go. But you have to understand how the Internet works. And you can't just go just to the Internet.
So I said to him, did the person you talked to on the Internet ask any health questions? He said, no. Well, I said, the person you talked to didn't know you had high blood pressure. No, you never asked. So he gave you a rate, yes, and said, I could have that. I said, no, you can't have that. I absolutely guarantee you will not get that rate. He gave you the best rate available, and you won't get it. Well, I think I will. I said, well, I'll tell you what. You buy it from him, and then when you get turned down, you call me, because you're not going to get it. And I left it at that. There's nothing wrong with getting some numbers off the Internet, but you need to talk about health situations, and most people don't do that. They give you the best rate available, and that doesn't work.
No. Well, they simply don't know your specific situation.
And they don't care.
And they can't go ahead and just, go in there when they don't understand what your health situation is.
Okay, Leanne, you've got some things to talk about.
Well, I would say that last year was a gold star year. The markets did a wonderful job of going up through the year. We saw new highs that we were hitting, and we had the things behind it to say it's right. We found that the consumer and business areas, the spending was up, housing was up, The big ticket items like housing and also car sales was up, although car sales the last month didn't do so hot, but you should have seen what their sales were in November. Unemployment was down. Inflation is less than 2%. So we really had a good, good year.
People who had money in their IRAs or their 401ks had dramatic increases. Dramatic increases. But now the problem becomes, if the market doesn't continue to rise up and takes a little tumble, will their future monies go backwards?
You have to look at your portfolio, and you have to understand we're starting a new year. However, 2014 still looks very, very good going forward.
Looks very promising, yes.
Because, number one, we saw a lot of mergers and acquisitions going on with the companies. Now, the companies do not go into mergers and acquisitions unless they're doing well. They were doing well last year, and the merger and acquisition, buying other companies and acquiring other companies, was very important because as they do that, they're saying, we have the assets to do it. They had trillions of dollars sitting in cash. And when the companies have trillions of dollars sitting in cash, they had to spend some of that money. One way to do it was they went ahead and they increased dividends. We saw a lot of companies increasing the dividends. Big ones.
Huge ones.
Next, they went ahead and they bought other companies. Slowly, they're expanding. They're growing. They're feeling good about what's going on. Then what we saw was, since the companies are doing the growing and the expanding and the merging, they also have had a lot of their manufacturing come back into the U.S. And that's a big plus because that helps our unemployment situation.
Right. Many of the companies who fled to China or to Hong Kong or wherever they went have decided that they really can't afford to ship things over there, have them manufactured, and ship them back. The freight costs are killing them. Plus the fact those Asian countries, wages are going up. And so it isn't a freebie to manufacture in some of those Asian countries like it was at one time. So they're starting to bring some of that manufacturing back here.
And we also saw a lot going on with the oil and gas area. In fact, technology was really hot this last year. Healthcare was really hot this last year and will continue to be with the biotech, this kind of thing. And now we're seeing the oil and gas area really growing. We have seen some terrible things happen, like the explosion that happened recently. But what we're seeing is there's a real expansion going on in those areas. And as long as the energy side is growing, we're going to be less dependent on other countries.
On foreign oil, yes. And so that is coming.
Now, as we go forward this year, you need to think about looking at your portfolios again. We've talked about some of the things that were really, really good coming up and what had come in the past. We do know the Fed is going to start tapering. They're saying the economy is doing well enough where we can start tapering and eventually cut back.
Tapering what?
The bonds, okay. The bond buying. They said they're going to keep the interest rates low for quite a while, which they're doing. They want to stimulate the economy. They want people to spend. They want people to buy homes. They want people to get jobs. So the Fed is watching this very, very closely. As they continue to do that, and as they continue to see an expansion coming forward, you, the individual, needs to go back and review your portfolio and look at your allocation. Now, a lot of people will go ahead and rebalance once a year, and they do it at the end of the year. That's fine. You rebalance when you feel it's necessary. But don't forget that you may have been out of bonds. Now may be the time to start to think about going back into bonds slowly. And if you are in bonds, keeping the interest rates at a really narrow base, have short-term interest rates. Because when they do start to raise the interest rates, which will happen when inflation comes along, that means that the value of the bonds will drop. So if the value of the bonds drop, then you're going to say, well, I'm getting the income, but now all at once my bond is worth as much if I sell it. So therefore, you have to start thinking and you have to start watching your portfolio But think short term right now as the maturity of your bonds. And when you do your allocation, keep in mind what's going on with the economy. Now, one area that I'm going to mention here, we've talked about the health insurance, and we've talked about stocks. The big side of stocks is you have ownership. Bonds, you don't. You don't have ownership. You're a borrower. You are borrowing money to the government or to a corporation. And ownership is the important thing. So when you think about where you're going to take your income, you can take it from your dividends because they've gone up. You can take it from your bonds because eventually the interest rates will move up. And then, Garwin, we do have the other side of the, which is the insurance side, and that is the annuity side. And I'm going to say, when you look at your total portfolio, don't wipe out annuities. Just think about that can be part of your portfolio, especially when we're looking at the fact that people are living longer. There's so many different places you can put your money, and you need to review your options. One of these areas also is annuities.
Remember, we seniors who are drawing Social Security are being paid as an annuity. That is what Social Security is.
A lot of people don't understand
it
that.
It really is a lifetime income. As long as you're alive, you're going to get the money. And that's what people need to do is if you have other outside money and you want to convert it to income, an annuity is the best place because it can guarantee. It is the only way to guarantee that you can pay you a lifetime income.
Now, that's not going to go up like the stocks.
It can, but now there are some out there with cost of living riders.
Right, so that will make a difference, but it's not exactly the same thing. So you've got to divide it out, and you've got to totally understand what your investments are. And a lot of people don't really follow what their investments do. You've got to understand your investments, and when you work with your advisor, you've got to understand what you have because that's the only way you'll know when you make the right decision to go into that.
If you don't know what you've got and you would like some advice, we would be delighted to help you. And that's one of the things that we have been chastised for is not promoting ourselves enough. But we're available. We live here in Stillwater. And if you've got some questions, give us a call because we could help you.
Now, as we go forward into the year, each time we meet, we will talk about something that's going on with the economy. We will talk about what's going on with your stocks and your bonds and your insurance products because you have to have a good financial plan going forward, and this is the time to do it.
Now, one thing I want to bring up. Sometime in the latter part of January, we're going to have Roger on, who is a health insurance expert. We're going to go on for half an hour. And it's going to be a call-in. So if you've got some health insurance questions, write them down. I'm not sure. Roger's not in town. That dirty dog is out skiing in someplace in Colorado or something.
I hope it's warmer than here.
Yeah. But he's said he'd be delighted to be on the air with us, and we will be able to take questions. So if you've got health insurance questions, whether it has to do with we're not going to knock Obamacare, we're going to answer questions. And get your questions down and be able to ask them because sometime in the latter part of the month, we're going to have him on. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. You have questions, call us at 651-436-3997 or
651-365-5000.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.